Koftal and Maucheshvan, Monday the 28th of October, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Forbidding the Unforbidden.
I'm going to learn something today called, in Lushal Chazal, Shav Yenafshe Chaticha de Yisura, difficult to translate into English, but Shav Yenafshe Chaticha de Yisura means, a person, can he accept upon himself something which he knows to be 100% Mutter Lechatchile, can he say, this is also for me, does it work, how does it work? Does it have any limitations? Just for an example, before we go into the lomdus behind it, can a person say, I'm not going to eat a certain heksha, and by saying that, or by refraining from eating a specific heksha, is he allowed to eat that heksha? Can he change his mind? And other lochas which apply from that. The Mishnah says in Kiddush in the third perek, someone says to a woman, Kiddashtich, I gave you money, l'shem kiddushin. And she says, it's not true. Either you never gave me money, or the money you gave me was not l'shem kiddushin b'chlal. We don't know what happened. He says, you're mekudeshesli, and she says, nothing happened. So the Mishnah says, who also bekroiva seho? A person, he marries a lady, he can't marry the woman's sister, her mother. The kroivas of this woman are forbidden to him. Since he told this woman, Kiddashtich, I was Mekadosh you. Automatically, even though she disagrees, her kroivas are forbidden, he can't marry them. Because he said, Kiddashtich. But, she is Mutter Bekroivoisov. She can marry his brother, even though he says, you're my wife, and you wouldn't be able to marry my brother. She said, it's not true. So he's, Rashi explains, Shavu Nafshei, he was moida, he accepted, he said, you're my wife, and therefore, you're my wife, comes with a lot of baggage. I can't marry your sister, v'chulu v'chulu. But she never accepted that, and therefore she is allowed to marry any of his kroivim. So the clear Mishnah, where we have the yisod of shavi nafshei chaticha d'isur, a person can accept upon himself something which is mutter. She said it's not true, and we, as far as we believe her, as far as comes to her, and nevertheless, he can usher upon himself something which is emes mutter. Yes, but she's not accepting the fact that she's a nashis ish. She never accepted man Hashem kedushin. Now the question is, well, we won't call him a liar. We'll say he made a mistake. We're politically correct and say he's mistaken. But based on his mistake, he's not allowed to marry her kroivus. That's what the Mishnah says. Call him what you like. If he knows it's true, he does know it's true, he thinks it's true, it makes no difference. He said, you are my wife, and therefore he's also bekroivosov, seho, and she is mutter bekroivosov. We can split the halacha into two.
There's no get from Sofa. No get from Sofa.
There might be a get misofik, but let's not go into that get misofik by the kedushin. I want to go into the halacha of shav nafshei chaticha de yisura. Now the question is how far this works. What happens if Edom come and say lo yehoid v'rom oylem? Can he argue with Edom? Edom say it's not true. He says it is true. Can he usher himself something which Edom say is not also?
Now, say it's not true. They can only say Edom can only say it is true. They can't say it's not true.
No, not only Kiddush. In any other case, when he says, for example, this chaticha, this piece is chaylev. He has a piece of meat. This is chaylev. It's not shum, it's not fat. This is chaylev, which is also not Torah. Two Edom say it's not true. We were menachas behemah. We know exactly this piece is not chaylev. He is not allowed to eat this piece because shavin ashei chaticha desur. He accepted upon himself that this is also minat Torah, or midrabonah, whatever it is. Edom argue with him. So there's a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph Niradeya. Sifu Beis is an interesting story. Hashoichet behema b'fnei Edom la'ovik achovim. Hashoichet, he shechted 10 behemas for a goy to sell. Now Yid comes along and he wants to buy one of these behemas which were nishchat through a Yid. And for some reason the Yid either doesn't want to tell the goy that he shechted the behemoth, he's scared the guy would get upset if he knew how this behemoth was killed. Or he doesn't want this person to buy from the guy, for whatever reason it is, he wants to buy from his butcher store, not from the guy. But we know for a fact that this Yid shechted the behemoth, and another Yid wants to go and buy this behemoth. And he said, don't buy this behemoth. I didn't shecht it. He has no nemunos. Why? Because he shechted the b'fnei Edom. Two Edom saw him shecht this behemoth. He now says, I didn't shecht it. He's not believed because two Edom saw the shechita. Umiyu says the Shulchan Aruch, ledidei asura, this behemoth is forbidden for himself. He cannot eat this behemoth. He accepted upon himself that this behemoth is not the Shulchan. Now, we're not talking about the Doisekeim, Shulchan Aruch. Explain. If he can fa'em for himself and say, when I said it wasn't Nishchat, I meant it wasn't Nishchat Kel Chusoy. I know, Bashat Hashechted it, that I passed the Shechita. The Shechita wasn't a good Shechita. Then, obviously, nobody can eat it. He's believed. Edom can see the Ma'as Shechita. They don't know what goes on. The Emeth, Bashas, the Shechita takes place. But even if he says clearly, I never shechted this at all. A knife never touched this behemoth. Which we know is a lie. So the Yid can go ahead and eat this behemoth because two Edom saw the Shechita. He himself cannot eat this behemoth. Shavin af Sheikha Ticha Disra. He accepted upon himself something which is not true. He said this behemoth is also, he cannot eat of this behemoth. So, well, you can only change your mind if you have a good excuse of why you said it in the first place. For example, Kivega says, if you thought you'd get away with a lie, because you were scared of the goy, so you said, no, a knife never touched this behemoth. And then you say, you know why I said it, only because I was scared. Then you might get away with it. You give an excuse to what you said. But if you say clearly, without any excuses, then other people can eat it, you can't eat it. There's a tshuva of one of the Kadmoinim called the Tzemach Tzedek, and he has an interesting shaala where there was a girl who became Moberes. She claims it was from a certain bocha, and he said, no, it's not true. Now, the question is, can he marry this girl? He wants to marry her. The halacha is, Menekes Chaveiroi, Chazal said, for 24 months, as long as she's feeding a child, nobody's allowed to marry her, because we're scared she's going to get to Mubaris again, she won't look after the first child properly. This person said, this Uber is not Mimani, it's not mine. By saying that, Shavinash Sheikha Ticha de Isura, he's caused himself a lot of trouble. He can't marry this girl for another 24 months, since she's Moberes. And if it's Menekes Chaveiroi, or Moberes Menekes Chaveiroi, then he can't marry her. So now he's a bit stuck. He wants to change his mind, to say that, yes, it was from me, because the story happened there, they gave him a lot of money to own up that it's true. So first he said, I was embarrassed, so that's why I lied. And now I'm changing my mind. Now the question is, do we say Shavin af Sheikha Tikha de Isura or not? Lamas of Tzemach Tzedek says we say Shavin af Sheikha Tikha de Isura because since he was paid money, we are choshish now that he's only changing his mind because of the money. It's not really true. I mean, he accepted for himself as Issa, this woman is not allowed to be married to him, he taka can't marry her. But in the middle of the Tshuva, he goes into the Ashala of whether Shavin af Sheikha Tikha de Isura applies to a case when it's only to do with myself. For example, this case, if both know that it's true, that it's from them, do we also say Shavin af Sheikha Tikha de Isura or not? Do we say Shavin af Sheikha Tikha de Isura when it applies to other people or when it applies only to himself? Now, just to add a slight surah to that, there's a famous Tshuva Saramor brought in the Yodesim Kuf Pehe in the Noisa Kalim, where there was a woman who Lolena miscarried a couple of times. And she was choshish that it was due to Ayin Hara. So she wanted to be Master Hayibura. She wanted to hide the fact in the beginning from a close family. And the simple way to do it is to say Tmeyani, and therefore it's impossible for me to be embarrassed. The question is, by saying that, is she causing herself a problem, as we explained, Shavinaf Sheikha Tuchadir Surah, that she is Tmeyah? Can she live with the husband or not? She said she's Be'emes Mubaris. The husband and the wife know the truth, that she's Mubaris. But for other reasons, because of Ayin Hara, she wants to say Tmeyani, people should not realize she's Mubaris. Do we say Shavinaf Sheikha Tuchadir Surah or not? Does she get herself into problems?
There's an excuse.
But the Gemara says, "Huchzuka nida b'shchinaseo ba'al aloi koleo." That means, we don't live this way nowadays, but once upon a time, when a woman was Tomer, she used to wear clothes, the gordon, which weren't clean, weren't as nice as the usual days. And when a woman wears these clothes, he's like it because she's Huchzuka nida b'shchinaseo. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a couple of places, there was a famous story. A woman came to Yerushalayim, Ibn al-Kasayf, with a child. And everyone thought this was accepted this was her child. And then when he grew up, she married him. And Bez didn't kill them because Soiklin ala chazukas. There's a chazukah that this child is from this woman. We don't know the truth. We never know. We don't know if she is talking to the mother. But since for many years, she lived with the chazukah, accepting this is her child. Soiklin ala chazukas. Chazukah is very powerful. And we can actually give skila for chazukah. So the question is here, when these people say, Tmeyani, Huchzuk nida v'shchenaseo, everyone knows what she said is she's Tmeyo. Can he live with her or not? There's a chazukah that she's Tmeyo. Can he go on or not? So the Gemara first wants to be medayik. The Gemara says, Huchzuk nida ba'al loy koleo. The Baal is like, what about herself? Maybe she knows the truth. If she's not true, she shouldn't be like it. But then he says, Emes, it's not true. You're right, she doesn't mean it. Definitely, okay. That's the question. Both knows, but everyone else in town knows. The question is, something which is mutter, which everybody accepts is also. And she says, how far does it work? Does it work even b'chadrei chadurim? I know the truth, it's mutter. I said, for whatever reason, this is usur. So shavin afshei chatiche d'isura certainly applies. I accept that this is usur. You want to say, since I know the truth, b'chadrei chadurim it's mutter. For myself. So that's the Rambam goes into the discussion. Are we matter something b'chadrei chadurim, which everybody in town knows, is a chazukah, is also, and soiklin la chazukah. This is a very powerful halukha, this chazukah. How does she get away with it? Sorry? No, nobody knows. Nobody knows what goes on. So the Rambam brings a raya from this week's Sedra. Yitzchok and Avimelech, he said, Achoisehi, she's my sister. And Benoyach is also b'achoisehi. It was Huchzak in the whole of Mitzrayim. This is Yitzchok's sister. Then now, Avimelech, Yashkef Melech Bad Achaloin, and he sees Yitzchok Mitzrayim's sister. L'choyer, you see clearly, something which is B'chadre Chadorim, even Shavin Afshei Chatech Adesor, he accepted upon himself, this is a choysi, and nevertheless, for yourself, you know the truth, you can carry on. So the Rambam says, but Emes, it's not true. A few reasons why there's not a raya from the Master this week, etc. Because this is an excuse that could be given at the beginning as well. That means, before they started, they had an excuse. It wasn't an excuse given later. Everybody knew the reason he's saying it is because Ein Yiras Elokim. And therefore, this is an excuse which, and Terezov explains even more than that. We know there's a concept of Chosh Mishpat and Evan Ezra called Mesiris Mador. If you write a shtar, and you are writing the shtar because you're forced to write a shtar, you don't want to, the shtar is valid. We pass, and if you're forced to sell something, and you sign a document, the Mechira is a good Mechira. But, if you're forced, and you don't want the sale to go ahead, You have no choice because you're under pressure and you're writing a document. What do? You go to two Eidim beforehand, and you tell them, Rabbi Yisai, I am forced to do something I don't want to know to do. You should know the act I'm going to do is invalid. I can invalidate it before it starts. It's called Mesiras Mador. I let two Eidim know that what I'm going to do with a different two Eidim is not something I really want to do. And that works. And before we give a get, we have a problem, because a person could also do that. He could be Moise Mador and say, I'm going to give a get, I'm going to give a shtar, and I'm not interested to do it, I'm forced to do it, and therefore the get should not be a get. And therefore, before you give a get, the bears and make the person be Mavatl Mador, you have to nullify the Mador, which you're going to, if you have made any Mador's before you do it, in order for the shtar, the get should go through. Al Kapunim here, this was like a Mesiras Mador. If they knew beforehand that they have to say it because they're scared of their lives, so there's no bechlal not shavin afshei chaticha de surah. The reason is that the chosi, because he wants to get out of a different problem. But there's no shavin afshei chaticha de surah.
There was also an earlier chazukah of them getting married beforehand.
Yes, but here in Mitzrayim, here in Grove, we didn't know what goes on.
Geographical moving, does that affect?
Well, he's got more than Sanhedrin. This lady came to Shlaim, but no Mokalak Seifa. Maybe she had Eidim in Medina Sayyam, that's not true. I don't know. Here we have to accept what Anachanam, if the Kataka prove, bring Eidim, then Anachanam. It's more than a serious Medina.
Why is that already different?
So that's what Ramos says. He wants it, he says the same thing. This Ayin Hora is like a serious Medina, or some kind of that. You did it only because, for different reasons. Therefore, there's no shavin afshei chaticha de surah in such a case where you plan beforehand, you explain, you have a good explanation for yourself, and therefore, v'chadre chadorim etztakimota. Salibah de emes, bezdin would be metzuvah lafrisha. Bezdin would have to stop you from doing something. They know, you have a chazoka, hosok anida, shchanesel, baal lekele. They have to stop you. You, v'chadre chadorim, if you have a good excuse, you have a surah for yourself, then you can get away with it. The Klechemda says, another knaich, in this week's Sedra, that Yitzhak and Avimelech, but Emes, Avimelech, he suspected that when Yitzhak said Achoisihi, it's not really true. Because we see when he said to him, why did you tell me it's your sister? It's Ishtachohi. He didn't say, why did you act with her like a wife? And Avimelech should have, Ben Noach is Mechoyev al Achoisihi, he should have acted accordingly. He should have been much more stricter with Yitzhak. He only said, why did you lie to me? Because Avimelech already knew Yitzhak ben Avrom. The Avrom also had a similar story. So he was very suspicious that this is not really true. He wanted the Takabi Achoisi, but in the back of his mind, it wasn't the proper Chazukah that she's Taka Achoisi. And only Avimelech saw what's happening, so therefore there was no problem. Because it wasn't a real Huchzukah that it was Achoisi, because it was an old trick. Now, to understand how Shav Nafshe Chaticha De Surah, how it works, there are two ways of explaining it. One explanation is, both have Chumras and Kulus and difficulties. You're going against a Matthias. This piece of meat is kosher. You're saying it's treif. And you have to accept upon yourself it's treif. How does it work? What's the lomdus behind it? So one explanation is, it's a neder. A neder, you could be oisa samotim. You can, you're a neder from a dover shus. You don't eat meat, you don't eat nesachshi, you don't eat whatever you want. You can make a neder not to clap your hands, you can make a shul to clap your hands, you can do whatever you want. And therefore, if you accept upon yourself not to eat something, it's a form of a neder. Now, Neder Behuda asks on this svora that's a neder has to be done in the right way. There's a lush neder, a lush shua. You never made a lush neder here. And how could you argue with the Metzius? He said, what happens if you say, today Monday, Hayom Beis, Hayom Yom Shabbos Chodesh. Today is Shabbos, and I am also all Lamatas Melochus. It's nonsense. It's a neder? Yes, you can make a neder not to do any Melochus today. But you can't say today is Shabbos. If you say this piece of meat is treif, it's not, it's kosher. How can today Shabbos? So the Nebuchadnezzar says, you can't say this is Metam Neder. It says even more than that. So what's the other explanation? There's explanation of namunas. Udum nam al atzma yoysa mamaya eidim. A person has a namunas min al-chayra when it comes to himself. More than 100 eidim. A person can argue the whole world when it comes to himself. People say this is kosher, they know definitely you shechted it. Nevertheless, a Torah gives a person the emunah when it comes to himself, yoisim emei edim. And this, the emunah, goes very far. You can change a metzias. This is nish kosher. I, to edim, know that you shechted it. Yeah, but for yourself, as far as you're concerned, you have an emunah. And that's, and you would explain, shav nafshei chatecha this rule works. And he brings a raya.
The way of making it, for instance, you know you did dross it.
Then it will be treif for you as well, for everybody.
You can't see that.
No. Even if I say I never touched a knife to this behemoth, a knife never touched this behemoth. I'm lying.
So that
would still be also. You can, well, there's a, it goes against Eidim. It goes against Eidim. You said you didn't shecht it. Eidim said you did shecht it. You're arguing on a metzias. It's also for you, and what if everybody else? So we have to, it's very difficult to explain how it works. Yes? Odom Ne'eman Latzmeh. One second. Now, the Rebbe brings a raya that it doesn't work with Tam Neder. There's a famous mission in Rosh Hashanah when Rabbi Shua had an argument with Rav Gamliel as when Edom came, if they did see Levona or not. Rabbi Shua said, Mo'u b'achoydish. Rav Gamliel was goyze al Rabbi Shua, you should come to me b'moisecho, v'machlecho, b'yoyim ha'kipurim, shechal b'yoyim ha'kipurim, l'fi da'atcho. Now, if this is a neder, a person can accept upon himself, shav nafshech tichsur v'isse, even if it's a hetem gomer, how can Gamliel force Rabbi Shua to come to him? But if Rabbi Shua accept upon himself, b'neder, the today's Yom Kippur, how can we go to him to come?
He says
today is, according to my today is Yom Kippur. And Gamliel says, Gezran Alech, you have to come, be machal Yom Kippur.
If it's an
Eidim,
it's not an ordinary.
That's what says. How could you do the impossible? How could you say today is Shabbos? It's not Shabbos, and therefore it can't be Matam Neder, it has to be Matam Neumonis. Nevertheless, many poskim accept it is Matam Neder, but Chazal gave the Shabbos Nafshei Chatech Surah a koyach as if it's a Neder and a very powerful Neder. It is Matam Neder. It doesn't work with all the halachas of Nadorim. But Shav Nafshei Chatech Surah has a concept of Nadorim in it, and you can talk accept upon yourself something which is be'emes mutter, and you can say today is Shabbos and be also in Lama Tes Meluchas. Now, the Chedesherim explained this at Bissel Bariches in Chosh Mishas Mamem. There's a kinyan called Kinyan Oidisa. A person can be moida. I can be moida to you. He had a shalat, a person, Rov wrote a ksav, I promised to stay in this town for so and so many years. Now, we don't know if he promised or not. Let's assume he never promised. He never made such a shuah, but he writes a shuah b'ksav that I have l'shuah promised to do this and this. Is it mechayiv you or not? So he says it is mechayiv you because shav nafshei chatecha d'yisur works the same way as mumunus. I can write, I owe you, kach v'kach, l'hoyud r'moylam. I never borrowed money from you, I never bought anything from you. Nevertheless, I write a shtar, I owe you so and so much money. This shtar is a valid shtar. And I take owe you money. I never owed you the money. No. Nevertheless, I was moide. Money I own belongs to you. There's a kinyan called the kinyan adaisa. And it works. And therefore, says the Chedusharim, this would apply to Yisroel as well. A shvur was written by Ksav, I was nishba to do this and this. Ishav bin afshei chatichi de Yisroel. Afinis in shtemus, it never happened. I accept upon myself to do what I owe. I owe you this and I owe you that. Now, the question is, the Shavu Nafshei Chatecha D'Surah, it goes a step further. Are you allowed to be machshel somebody with something he accepts upon himself as an issa? For example, and before we go into this, we started off the shale when someone doesn't want to eat from a specific heksha, for example. Is that considered Shavu Nafshei Chatecha D'Surah? That means it's not mama shavna shachatich b'sura. Why? Because shavna shachatich b'sura usually means I shechted this, and I say it's not kusha. Two edim come have a dispute with me. They say it is kusha. Here it's the other way around. Two edim come and say this piece is kusha. You're saying it's not kusha. Now, if you know 100% it's kusha, it could only work not matam nemunus. You can't say this piece of meat is not kosher. It's not my standards. Two Adam said it is your standards. It is kosher. It could only work with Talmud Neder. You want to forbid yourself something which is mutter legamra, you can do that, gzintait. Then you could be Matan Neder. If it's with Talmud Nemunas, you say this piece, Udum Neum Nasi Yosim Meir Edim, this piece of meat is chalev, you can't be Matan Neder on a Metzias. If you're saying this is chalev, there's no Hataros and Durim. So when it comes to not eating something, you mean Machme, Mahad, not to eat something which is not up to your standards, is Zicha not mitam nemunas. It's nothing to do with you. Too fakir. There's a cheska said, two aidim said it is kusha. You want to do the other way around. You want to say it's not for me. Fine. So mitam neid, you can accept this upon yourself not to eat something you don't want to. And if you want to stop, you can matan neid. And as well, if you made a mistake, after a while, someone tells you this is your standards, you made a mistake, you thought it wasn't a good hechsher, it is a good hechsher, it's a neid betus. Bechlanish kan neid. You thought, you understand this wasn't for you. If it's for you, you don't even have to be matinated because it's a tos. Now the question is, can you be machshel or give somebody something he doesn't eat? Now the more passing clearly in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody is machshel upon himself not to eat something, matam kashrus, you're not allowed to give it to him, even though he won't know about it. Even though for him you know it's mutter and it's a taka mutter, nevertheless, since he accepted upon himself an issa matam chumra, you are not allowed to give this to him. Now this halacha applies, the Rambam says, only to the machal himself. But the kelim, if you cook something in it, then you can eat, you can use the same kelim, as long as you know it's 100% kosher, then you could give somebody else from those kelim, but not the etza machal.
Even when it's just because he's made a mistake, he doesn't know.
Even if you accept it from a betos, if you go shav nach shaykh dichad yisroel, works betos as well. Betos of a mezid or anish kechilik. He accepts him not to do this. You cannot be machshelim lifnei v'sit ha-mechshel.
Go against his neighbor.
That's right. You can't be machshelim, go against his neighbor.
It's very difficult because if you have a makolet, you have a shop, and you don't drink all the shlugs from the wine because you are not machma, it's a kosher. You're not allowed to sell them anymore. So close the shop.
Why not? First of all, you don't force anybody to buy it. You're not forcing any to buy it. If he wants to buy it, so you can't sell. You can't be do mitzvah with drum trade. This is kosher. Is nothing. Just want to add one more nekuda. Very interesting nekuda. The Tshuva Mechaluza and Hatzvi as well. But they bring a similar raya from a case of Shavnach Sheikh Hatikha the Surah, where other people can impose upon you issen. It's an interesting shala. Someone who's mechuyev misa's bezdin. Yoytze lehorig, he's done a very to Adam came and said, he is mechuyev misa. He knows it's not true. Is he allowed to run away? Can he make an escape? Well, the MC starts off beforehand. If he knows it is true, it's taka true, then lechuyev is not allowed to run away. Sanhedrin will have a mitzvah to kill him. And his kapura, you can do many sigufim and chuvas you want. His kapura, the Torah says he has to be killed, that's his kapura. It's his best interest to, not to escape. Yeah, he brings it right. He shouldn't escape. There's no mitzvah pikuach nefesh. But what happens if he knows it's not true? He knows 100% it's not true. Is he allowed to run away? Bezdin will machayev him something which is not true. Or Bez Mechayev moments. He brings an interesting Chavasiyah. The Chavasiyah says, a shoychet, that Bezin stopped him from shechting because two Eidim came and said he did not vary the Mav and Mishchitu. Can he himself eat from Mishchita v'chadu chadurim? Can he shecht for himself? If Bezin imposed upon him an issa, he claims it's not true. He knows from fact it's not true. So can Shavnav Shechatich sort of work on somebody else as well? If Bezin opposed him,
if it is true,
then no. If Bezin amav him v'shchitus, the shchitus could be nevela. Bezin have those powers.
He knows that technically the shchitus is a good shchitus.
Well, he's not allowed to shecht. Okay, so the question is: if he knows it's not true, can he do something? Can shavnav shechdich this will work on somebody else as well? Lachor b'chadu chadurim is mutter in such a case where he knows for a fact that it's wrong, but he was accused wrongly. Yeah.